that towards the end, time will move on so swiftly that 1 year will seem as long as a month, and 1 month will seem as long as a week, and 1 week will seem as short as 1 day, and 1 day will seem as short as igniting a fire. That is how rapidly and how swiftly time will pass by. When we know that time cannot expand or constrict, strictly speaking. A second is a second. It contains no more or no less than the time or the duration that it from time immemorial. So when we talk about the constriction of time or the expansion of time, it really refers to the barakah in time and to our own circumstances. A minute for a person, or 5 minutes for a person who is rejoicing, seems very short. But that same 5 minutes for a person who is waiting in a queue seems very long. So time seems short for those that are rejoicing, and time seems very long for those that are waiting. So the constriction and expansion of time relates to our circumstances. And therefore, one opinion given by the scholars is that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam talks about the constriction of time, that time will move very swiftly, it means that the barakah, the blessing of time, will be removed. What our forefathers could achieve, or what we achieve in 1 year, our forefathers achieved in 1 month. And what they achieved in 1 month, their forefathers achieved in 1 week. And what their predecessors achieved in 1 week in terms of productivity, their predecessors achieved it in 1 day. That is the barakah and the blessing of time. Now in the surah that I recited before you, Surah Al-Asr, Allah takes an oath on time and says, "Wal Asr, I swear by time, by the token of time." Why does Allah take an oath on time? Firstly, time is eternal. Time has no beginning and time has no end. Time is just a receptacle, a container, within which we spend our limited number of days. And therefore, when we come out of this receptacle and go into a world of timeless time in the year after, where there's no notion of hours, days, minutes or seconds, and people will reflect on their lives, and they would each ask each other, "Kam labistum fil ardi adada sinin?" And how many years, what kind of time did you spend in the world? And their reply will be, "Labisna yawman aw ba'da yawm." That our past life seems no longer than a day or a part, a short part of the day. That's the reality of the time that we live in. Compared to the year after, compared to the real time, the timeless time, our earthly existence is no longer than a day or a part of a day. And it is in this timeless time that we spend our 50 or 60 years. And therefore, a poet says, حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدْ كُلَّمَا مَدَتْ مِنْهَا نَفَسٌ انْتَقَسَتْ مِنْهَا جُزْءًا. That, O people, if you want to know the reality of your life, the reality of time, it says, حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدْ. That your life is no more than a determined number of breaths that you take. كُلَّمَا مَدَتْ مِنْهَا نَفَسٌ. Each time that you breathe out, a part of your existence has diminished. Each time that you breathe in, a part of your existence has diminished. O people, you are not living. You are in reality dying. Every second that goes past is bringing you closer to your end. And Allah takes the oath of time to emphasize that don't be deceived by time. You're not living in this receptacle of time. You're actually dying. Each moment is bringing you closer to the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath of time, because time is ceaseless. One, it is eternal. Two, it cannot be stopped. It cannot be stored. Its movement, it's moving all the time. And this movement of time is creating the past. This movement of time is creating the present. This movement of time is creating the future. What was yesterday is not today. And what we witness today, we will not see tomorrow. Time is moving along. And therefore, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسين. O people, value five before five. Value five things before five. And he said, شبابك قبل هرمك. Value your youth before old age. وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. And your health before sickness. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. And your wealth before poverty. And your free time before preoccupation. And your وَحَيَاتُكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And your life before death. In other words, your youth, your health, your wealth, your time is not static. It's changing, it's fluid, it's rapidly changing. What you have today, you're not going to have tomorrow. Value what you have today. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath of time. Allah took the oath on time and said, وَالْعَصْرِ. Because each human being has been given this capital of time. That's the capital of our lives. We all come with a stipulated number of hours. Now, just like a person who has 1,000 rands, he can either squander it or he can invest it. We can squander our time, consume our time, or wisely invest our time. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that at the beginning of each day, a caller calls out and addresses humanity and says, O son of Adam, I'm a new creation. I'm a new day that has come into your life. And I'll be a witness of your deeds. So take provision from me. For when I pass, I will never come back till the day of Qiyamah. Every day, every moment that passes is not going to return. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, talking about wisely, the wise use of time, says that man istawa yawmahu, that person whose 2 days are equal, the same, in terms of his output, is undoubtedly a loser. If your yesterday is as productive as today, you have effectively lost part of your capital. Allah takes an oath of time because time is a great teacher. We have to learn from history. And while Allah talks about the rise and fall of nations, He says, "Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalbun aw alqa as-sam'a wa huwa shahid." That look at the time before you. Look at the history of people before you. In there lies a lesson for those who have a heart and those who lend an attentive ear. If you are willing to learn from history, the Quran offers us the language that the Quran uses when talking about past occurrences is as if we were present. And Allah says, remember, in other words, trying to jog our memory. Almost the language that Allah uses when talking about past occurrences is He erases the distance between what had happened and between our own existence. So when Allah talks, for example, about what Abraha did or wanted to do to the Kaaba, Allah says, "Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashab?" Have you not seen how Allah dealt with the people of the elephants? Allah is asking, have you, O people, sitting here, have you not seen how Allah had dealt with the people of elephants when they came to destroy the Kaaba? Allah is asking us to recall. In other words, history is not some abstract event that took place and has no bearing to our lives. The time that has passed is a valuable teacher. It's a great teacher, and therefore Allah continuously uses history to teach us. Allah talks about Yaqub alayhi salam and says, "Am kuntum shuhada idh hadara Yaqub al-maut?" Were you present when death came to Yaqub? How could we ever be present when death came to Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam? But Allah is using this language to impress on us the need to learn from the passage of time, to learn from history, and therefore He talks to us as if we were present in the past. Allah takes an oath on time because time is not only deceptive, time is ever transforming. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun min an-nas, as-siha wal-faragh." There are two blessings of Allah. Most people are deceived by them. One is health and one is time. These two things have deceived people. Time is transforming. Time is ever-changing. Time witnesses birth, development, growth. It is in this time that we see the coming of seasons and the going of seasons. It is in this time that we witness the rise and fall of people. It is in this time that we see the rise and fall of nations. And it is within this receptacle of time that we see people who have taken a lifetime to build their reputation. 5 minutes of ill discretion could ruin a lifetime of reputation. So time is transforming, time is changing, time is forever. What we have today, we will not have tomorrow. Those of us who are here today may not be here tomorrow. Time is changing, and Allah is appealing to man that take lesson from the passage of time. Another year has passed. We are already 1 week into the new year. Let us not take the passage of time for granted. And to emphasize or to teach us this short, transitory, temporary nature of time of life, a scholar says that لماذا نؤذن في أذن المولود الجديد? Have you ever paused to think of why we give adhan in the ears of a newborn child? Then he asks, he says, إن ولادة الطفل أمرنا رسولنا الكريم. When a child is born, our master has instructed us بأن نؤذن في أذنه اليمنى ونقيم الصلاة في أذنه اليسرى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to give the adhan in the right ear and the iqama in the left ear of a newborn child. So he asks, he says, فَكُلُّ أَذَانٍ يَتْبَعُهُ صَلَاتٌ. See, the norm is every azan follows, or a salah precedes every azan. A salah precedes every azan. And he says, فَأَيْنَ هَذِهِ